All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
TJ has arrived fresh off the racetrack. TJ, how are you and how fast were you going?
Why you got to exaggerate everything, Mike?
Because that's what we do.
I'm a golf
it's an art form.
Sick kids, and you're over here making me look like a degenerate. I told you, I said, hey, I'm on my way. It's a long drive just in case I hit some traffic. Want to let you know. You know, I
was here and we built some drama into it, and we're excited you're on time.
He said you were leaving AA, headed here.
I said Ann Arbor.
That's what I said.
I agree with Roberto.
Now, it's
good to
Rico,
be here, Mike.
Good to have you here. Listen, Rico has a question for you. And I want to give him lead because he put it on the sheet. I have a question for TJ. So please, okay. Rico, lead off.
It's a first.
Well, no, TJ, as a former player, I'm under the belief that you only get a couple of these per year. But the must win. You can't use must win 8 times a year. How many times can a coach come in there or can a team rally around each other and say, guys, this is the game that we have to win? Because right now, we've already used that once against the Commanders. You didn't want to go 0-2 because that means you're probably not going to make the playoffs. Is this another must win? And my God, how many can you have in a year?
See, I think that's where we're mistaken, though, where the Washington game, us on the outside looking in, all felt like that was a must win. Them on the inside, I don't think anybody felt like that. I thought it was just – the vibe I got was just, hey, we just need to improve. If we improve, we're going to be fine, right? And that's what Coach Campbell said too. But because you're so early into the season, and players, you don't really think about, oh, well, if we don't win this game in week 3, man, in January we're going to be screwed. You're like, you don't think that way. You think every week, hey, well, let's just bounce back, and we're going to go get the next one. So, but I don't know. I mean, late in the season, I think – it's tougher and tougher. I mean, when you're sitting there and it's 6-7, 7-7 record, and it's like, you know what you got to do. Your back's against the wall, and you got to do it. You got to win every single week. That's obviously tough. But earlier in the season, I just don't think that the players about that.
So
in
their mind, they haven't even hit must win yet.
No, not at all. Not even close, I don't think.
So
I don't
it's just
think,
us.
I don't think you hit that as a player until – probably
you lose Sunday against Seattle.
Yeah, but no, not even. I mean, to be honest with you, not even then. I mean, once you lose, I think anytime I was a player, once you lose like 6 or 7 games, it was like, now our back's against the wall. Now we got to start rolling, you know. And even in 2016 in Green Bay, we were 4-6. That was the point where it's like, okay, now it's a must win. You got to win 10 games to get in the playoffs. If you're 9-7, you're going home. And we did. We went to the NFC Championship game. We ended up getting stomped by Atlanta that year. But that's the point, I think, that players have, where you understand there's only so many losses you can afford. You don't look down the line and say, well, we've got 3 losses. Oh, we got Green Bay still. Oh, we got Buffalo still coming. Oh, we got Miami still. You don't really add those up. I mean, you take it week by week. But I think there is a point later in the season where, you know, you get that 6-7 loss mark, and it's like backs against the wall. If we don't get this one this week, okay, you know, this season.
So we're jumping the gun right now on the must win.
No, we're not.
Yeah, I think so. I think we are. I mean, I think, look, it's week, 4? You're a 1-2 football team. Obviously, I mean, our expectations are also different than the players. You know, every player 3 weeks ago, on any team, it doesn't matter if it's the Lions or the Bills or the Chiefs, every single player has got the same expectations and the same goals. We're going to make the playoffs. Let's get out a run. You know, let's set ourselves up and in a position to, you know, have success in the postseason. I don't know if that's really changed. Now, from our expectations, it was obviously, you know, Rico 5 wins. Mike and I were right around 8 or 9. I don't know if those have necessarily changed, but it just differs so much. It really does. And that's where, honestly, I and a lot of guys that are former players that do the media, that's kind of that line you have to draw where it's like, this is how I feel now, but let me take myself back into my mentality when I was a player. What was I thinking back in week 4, you know, when we were 1-2? Did that feel like a must win? No, it really didn't. It felt like, you know, we're doing a couple things wrong. We just got to clean up a couple things here and continue to improve.
You know what I would argue, TJ? And I'm not being disrespectful when I say it, but maybe if the players thought a little bit more like fans, they wouldn't put themselves in that hole. You let Geno Smith, who's a bum, come to your house, eat your food, sleep with your wife, and take your car, and you think all of a sudden at 1-3, NBD, it'll all be okay, let's go to the next one. That's horse bleep. Seattle sucks. Yeah, you play Geno Smith and Brian Hoyer, who's been bald since 2007, and you
what
mean
does
to
that
tell
have
me
to do
these
with
aren't
anything,
must wins?
Mike,
it has everything to do with it.
Yeah, but none of that's happened yet, Mike. This is the same. This is kind of the same we had before Washington, where you can't let Carson Wentz come in here and beat you, and we were
you
getting mad about
and
it.
And you didn't.
Yeah, they took care of business, but yeah, I mean,
but what I'm saying is, if you lose and fall to 1-3,
yeah,
and you lost to arguably the worst team on your schedule, TJ, that's debilitating.
Yeah, it can be. And I think, honestly, for me, the most disappointing part of that game last week where you blew it. I mean, look, you took the win. You had it crumbled up. You were stuffing it into your pants, and you just said, nope, you take it. You threw it across the field and gave it to Minnesota. Mm. That was the most disappointing part was you could have been – and look, we all know we play the coulda, shoulda, woulda. This should be a 2-1 football team. It just should.
Yes.
And the fact that – you know, you're 1-2 with Seattle coming into town and with going to New England against a backup quarterback. I mean, Mike, can you imagine what we're talking about if this is a 2-1 football team and somehow you go to 3-1 and somehow you go to New England and you're 4? Like, can you imagine what that would have been like in the city? I mean, like, just
imagine
the hype. I mean,
what's 3-2?
Right.
Think about 3-2.
Right.
3-2, this town would be electric.
Yeah, it still will. And they still have that chance. And look, I still expect them to I still expect him to win the game Sunday. I do. And I know that, look, I heard you guys talking earlier that, you know, injuries aren't an excuse. Everybody goes through them. But at the same breath, you can't ignore the fact that, you know, Amon-Ra St. Brown and DeAndre Swift provide 60% of your offense. Like, that's a lot of production that you have to fill. It's not an excuse, but at the same time, it's reality. You have to
can I ask a question?
Yeah, that's a lot of production, man.
Let me ask a question before Rico goes to the Okuda end of things here. But is it unfair for me as a fan to look at Jared Goff, look at the situation this week, and go, look, we know it's far from perfect. We know you don't have all your toys, but you are the guy who's going to ask for $200 million from this organization. You need, by hook or by crook, figure it the F out this week and guide us to victory. Is that unfair?
No, I don't think that's unfair, and I'm actually the opposite of you, Mike. I look at this as being a Aaron Glenn game. Aaron Glenn, how much did we hear his name thrown out in the offseason about potential head coaching interviews and the games that they played last year? I mean, look, they held, 9-10 games? They held teams under 20 points. If this defense keeps playing the way they played the previous three games, is he getting any calls in the postseason? I don't think so, right? You can't be letting up 24, right, 28, 35 points. You can't do that. And this is a game, to me, that just screams defense.
It just screams the defense,
and Aaron Glenn have to put together a plan. You know your offense is limited. You know you're going to be missing a lot of key players. To me, a good team, a different Detroit Lions team, this is a team where the defense goes out there and completely dominates this football game and allows the offense just to do what they have to do to go out and get a win.
I don't see the Jimmys and the Joes on the defense this year. So
I didn't see him last year either. They've got more this year than they did last year, and there were still games last year where, you know, Baltimore, you hold the 19. Chicago, 19. You know what I mean? Cleveland, 16. You lose a game. Pittsburgh, 13. You tie. You know, there were so many games where it's like, gosh, the offense just could have scored – 20 points. I mean, that's pretty darn good defense in the NFL. They haven't been able to do it this year with, in my opinion, better personnel. And this just, to me, screams Aaron Glenn. You want to prove that, which I think we all agree that he's a big-time coach. I mean, he got a lot of consideration last year as far as getting promoted, and a lot of teams were interested in him. This year, that defense been very disappointing. This just screams to me, you want to show us that you're a different defense and that Aaron Glenn, you know, you've taken a step and you are who we think you are. This is the perfect opportunity to go against, like Mike, like you said, a lesser team and just completely dominate them and help your offense out. Don't make your offense go out there and score 35 points with, you know, two or three backups. Don't do that. Go out there, hold the team to 10, hold the team to 13, let your offense do what they got to do and get out of there with a win.
Rico, I want you to look at TJ. I'm serious. I want eye contact. I want you to look at TJ and tell him that Geno Smith's a good player.
I didn't say that, Mike. I said Geno Smith is an NFL quarterback.
Is he?
He is. You just don't like him because he was a Jet.
No, I just can't. Because that's a rat flea ridden organization.
Doesn't it feel better that you just confessed that? You feel a little better,
I've
don't
you? I've
always
admitted it. Yeah. I think the only losers root for the Jets, and the Jets are trash. But my point is, Geno Smith cannot go on the road and beat you. I'm with TJ here in that if this defense allows Geno Smith to go out, complete 70% of his passes, and matriculate his way up and down the field, I got to tell you something. TJ, you're right. All this praise that Aaron Glenn gets, I don't want to hear it. And by the way, I'll lead Rico right to his question. Look, Okuda's been great. Not good, great. So you've already gotten one surprise, right? If you allow this bum, that's what Geno Smith is, bum,
why
to come
you
to your place, he's no good. And he comes here and beats you, Aaron Glenn deserves all the criticism. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and the defense is pretty much healthy for the most part. I mean, with the exception of obviously losing Tracy Walker, which is a big loss. But
Lost Jamal Adams. We'll call it even.
No, I get it. But I'm just saying, when you look at the injury report, you know, 9 of the 10 questionable limited guys are on offense, right? So you would hope
in 45 minutes.
Yeah, I mean,
I can't wait.
You would hope with the full squad defensively that, you know, you can get these guys ready to go out there and just be different, because the first three games, I mean, and even look last week, I mean, they shut out Minnesota in the second half for what, you know, 25 of the 30 minutes, and then you let up
sick.
Just two horrible, you know, drives and plays to get beat. But yeah, I'm with you where Jared Goff has to do what's necessary to go out there to win, but this just to me screams that this defense needs to step up. They need to start.
If he gets outplayed by Geno Smith, I'm cutting him.
Don't go that far. Yeah.
I'm kidding. Everybody,
that's a little extreme.
Okay, everybody, calm down. Hold on. We do want to get into the Tua thing. Again, the former player perspective. Everybody saw what happened. And TJ, I know you're excited. I have arguably the most important question I've ever asked you.
We're not going down the same path we did 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's true.
It's even better because it involves a dissertation from Rico. I will explain.
Can't wait.
We'll do all of it next. 97.1.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.